Ben, there are so many theories floating around the internet about what that big bang and crash was last night in the sky over central Queensland. All signs are looking like it might have been a meteorite. And to tell us right now, we're joined by Owen Benedict, who is an astronomer here in Queensland. Owen, what the hell was that?
All right, I can tell you what it wasn't for a start. Okay, we definitely know it was not an aeroplane crash. Okay, mm-hmm. We've done all that. It was not an earthquake. We know it wasn't that. Didn't land in the ocean out off Glasson because there's been no wave height report about that. And now we've just had a phone call, two phone calls from down on the Sunshine Coast. It looks like there was a second object at 2 a.m. in the morning and maybe a precursor at 6:30. What we actually would have seen probably was a near-Earth asteroid entering the Earth's atmosphere and either exploding above the ground or actually hitting the ground.
Now, I have to ask this because I actually saw this. I was looking out the window and I just saw the flash, like a light flash. And it's been reported that the actual flash has been seen in so many different areas. Is there like an optical illusion that happens that makes people, say, in Yeppoon think they saw it and people in Tanham Sands think they saw it?
No, people as far as Dickey Beach on the Sunshine Coast seen it.
Whoa.
We haven't had any reports from Billow. We're trying to get into Billow. We're trying to get into Mara. We're having difficulty with Yeppoon, Emu Park area, seeing anyone seeing it from that angle. We think that it's somewhere between Gladstone and Turkey Beach is where it's actually landed. And we're asking people to go outside, they're familiar with their surroundings, see if there's any tree damage. If there's any tree damage, then we'll know where something has actually hit the earth.
Okay, so look, I do have my own theory that it was a bit of space junk from that Chinese satellite. Can you lock in that it is definitely 100% a meteorite?
Okay, definitely not space junk at this point in time because of people down this area. The angle was wrong, okay? So space junk enters the Earth's atmosphere at a slight angle. Almost impossible for it to come straight down. So just about totally rule out space junk.
Okay, what about aliens? Can we rule out aliens?
There's plenty of those on the planet.
I kind of feel like if you were sitting here, you'd be looking at us.
Yeah, well, just dust off your helmets and stuff like that. But the report that we had from Dickey Beach down at thing was from a guy who's an airline pilot and he's also a trained air traffic controller.
Yeah, wow.
So this is a gentleman with all the credentials. And and he actually seen the 2 o'clock one in the morning. We had a second report from Budrum about that one. And he said he knows all about weather reports and all that sort of stuff because of his training. Said it's nothing like he's ever seen before. So
aliens.
Thank you for reporting. It was aliens.
Okay,
that's
Owen Benedict there, an astronomer from Queensland, confirming it was aliens. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, now we're at Gandina, and if anyone wants to actually have a look at some meteorites, we've got about 100 in our collection.
Okay, we've just left the radio station. We're on our way.
Okay, see you soon.